Making predictions is a risky business. Wouldn't it be amazing if someone made the following predictions exactly 1 year ago? King Charles III and Prince William's wife, Kate, will both battle cancer. Hamas terrorists will stun Israel with a bold and bloody attack, sparking a long and deadly conflict in Gaza and Lebanon. The war in Ukraine will drag on, but the underdog will make a surprising and successful land grab into Russia. President Biden will give up his re-election bid and endorse the first female presidential candidate of color. Donald Trump will be convicted as a felon but still come back to win the White House decisively. Trump will also be the target of two assassination attempts, with one bullet grazing his ear. Taylor Swift will dominate the entertainment world with concerts around the world. Prime Minister Trudeau will end the year with a tenuous hold on power. Toronto Maple Leafs will finally win the Stanley Cup after a 57-year drought. Wow, that would have been amazing. Well, risky or not, here are my predictions for 2025. Blessings. I predict that each of you will experience many blessings. They may come in the form of a breathtaking sunset, a fresh snowfall sparkling like diamonds in the sunshine, a laughter-filled family gathering, a good measure of health, a safe trip, a coffee time at Tim's with a good friend, or a pleasant surprise that warmed your heart and lifted your spirit. Whether you recognize these blessings when they happen is up to you. Many Canadians, I expect, will experience them and simply take them for granted. Hopefully, some will pause and respond with a prayer of thanksgiving and praise to God, the giver of all good gifts. Challenges. I also predict that each of you will experience challenges in the coming 12 months. They usually come cleverly disguised in three ways. One is financial stress, which will tempt you to worry about paying all your bills. Another is health concerns for either yourself, a loved one, or a friend, which will tempt you to worry that the worst may happen. The third will be relationship problems between yourself and people close to you, which will tempt you to become discouraged, angry, or bitter. When these challenges or trials come your way this year, how will you react? Many will respond with worry, anxiety, and stress, which might lead them to reach out to an intoxicant, a drug, or a psychiatrist. Hopefully, some will respond with a prayer of trust in God, asking His help, wisdom, and guidance through the storm. Opportunities. And finally, I predict that this year will provide you with many opportunities. These will be open doors or invitations to serve the needs of others or to somehow enrich the lives of others. It may take the form of a letter or note of encouragement, a visit to someone in a hospital or nursing home, or a plate of cookies to a shut-in. The possibilities are endless. Sadly, many will misinterpret these opportunities as inconveniences and quickly justify their inaction with excuses of busyness. I hope that I and my spiritual brethren will be living so closely to our Lord that we will see the open door immediately and walk through it. Admittedly, my predictions for 2025 have not been very specific. But I will guarantee you one thing: all three will come your way this year. Praise God for the blessings, trust Him amidst the challenges, and keep your eyes open to the opportunities. How will you respond? Rob Weatherby is a retired pastor.